like to express my happiness to see that you all have come to gather together with the intention to practice, train your minds on this retreat, whether here at Wat Mapchan or gathering online at your home. So for myself and the Sangha here, I have these feelings of rapture, welcoming, and happiness to see all of you having this firm intent to study and learn the Dhamma of the fully self-awakened Buddha. We see that even the Buddha, having entered Nibbana already, given up his physical khandhas, aggregates, the Buddha has given the Dhamma already, so the Dhamma is still here. So we have this opportunity to study and learn. Perhaps we've studied a lot already, but this retreat is an opportunity to increase that even more. So we have this opportunity to practice, to increase our mindfulness and wisdom, to train our minds, to give rise to more joyfulness, more freshness, to give rise to Buddha in our own minds. So we have this firm intent to sacrifice and give up our time, to give up various pleasures in our lives. Maybe we've traveled far to come here. So we have this kind of firm intent like this. And this is a very important quality. So the mind has this firm intent, this quality of focus and concentration on this, that we want to know, we want to see the Dhamma of the Buddha. We want to find out for ourselves, well, is it really there in truth? Is it really possible? So speaking of those that are lay people, not ordained, are practicing and training. So for myself, I think back to 50 years ago or so, when I was about 21 years old, that's when I started to be interested in the Dhamma. When I was a child, I would see practice monks, or prakamatana, so meditation monks, going on alms round, walking by my home where I lived. And I would think that, you know, living as a monk like this is one thing, living as a layperson is another thing. They're not related to each other. And I would still go to the monastery for the holidays according to custom, according to culture, like the entry to the rain retreat, the exit from the rain retreat, the Magha Puja, Salaha Puja, Visakha Puja, the holidays like that. But then it came to the point where I wanted to learn and know. I had this interest arise in Dhamma practice. So I went to seek out the Dhamma, to seek out the Kuba Ajahns, the great masters, to receive the Dhamma teachings. So I had this firm intent, just like all of you. I have this intent to meet with the Dhamma, see the Dhamma, to meet with peacefulness of heart. And so you practice all the time, practice continuously, and one day you will be able to meet with this peacefulness. So sometimes the mind is not peaceful, it's chaotic and agitated, and it's all over the place. So you come to train it. Having trained already, mindfulness and wisdom arise, clear knowing arises. It's this feeling of fullness and happiness in the heart. Especially during this period of retreat, whether you're here at Wat Mapchan or online at home, you have the same quality of striving to develop the mind, to cultivate the mind. So may all of you have this quality of firm establishment of mind, to have restraint of body and mind, to speak little, if it's not necessary not to speak. Because when we speak, this is the proliferation of the mind. This is the arising of samuti, of convention, the arising of the sense of self. It's not that we have a rule that you can't speak at all, but it's something you have to train in on your own. You have this intention on your own, because it's something that gives rise to value for ourselves, gives rise to fruit and benefit. So may you set your hearts on this. And then after the retreat, you continue to practice at home. And keep progressing in your practice according to the various stages. And in the end, you're able to meet with the Dhamma to give rise to rapture and happiness, the peaceful mind, the mind in samadhi, and the wisdom arises. You see everything as empty. It's something that you're able to see. It's not difficult. So may you set your hearts on this, and may you all meet with success in this. So today is the first day of the retreat. We come together to study, learn the Dhamma. So traveling here, preparing to come here, I'm probably feeling tired, but still having this intent to come here, and you can still have these feelings of rapture and fullness and happiness in the mind, and having reached the place of practice already, having reached here, you see the monastic sangha have this intent to practice, and that can give rise to strength of heart, energy, motivation in your heart for you all. Because to see a samana, to see a renunciant, it's a blessing in one's life. To see one who's given up in order to study the teachings of the fully self-awakened Buddha. So we come here, we all have this intent to walk the path of Buddha, to reach Buddha in our own minds. So doing this, we must have effort. We have to have perseverance, energy, and effort to study and learn. And so walking this path, practicing, it's helpful to speak little, sleep little, eat little. So this can help us in our practice. These are points of practice that are always correct, that are beautiful, help the mind to awaken from all delusion. Because if we eat a lot, then this becomes an obstacle. Or if we eat too much, it becomes an obstacle in our practice, especially in the afternoon. And so this eating, it's something that's important. We have to watch out for that, look after that. Also sleeping, if we sleep too much, then that's not helpful for our mind. If we sleep too little, it's also not helpful. So we try to sleep the right amount, to sleep enough. We have to be careful with that. Also walking around the monastery, to be careful, to watch out for snakes or small dangerous animals. So be careful while you're walking. You can use a flashlight when it's dark, and don't be heedless. Also when using the bathroom, to be careful of slipping on the floor. Like if we've had a shower, to make sure that there's no soap left on the floor, because that could be slippery for oneself or others who are coming later. And so we're careful and cautious and look after each other, look after ourselves in this way. So living together with a great many people, see that people give and sacrifice. And this is part of the practice as well. It's giving up selfishness as well. So when we talk about the practice, it's not just sitting meditation and walking meditation only. It's not that way. But also helping with the community chores, with the community duties, have harmony together. So this is striving on the same path together, having love and kindness and compassion together. And so we gather together like this, and we're able to progress in our practice. So may you all set your hearts on this.